Wow. Is that one of the extreme stories, or is this kind of typical since the war started, since Afghanistan and Iraq?
It's almost impossible to say what's typical, but no, I wouldn't want to leave the picture that every person who applied for conscientious objector discharge was harassed to the point of near suicidal position. I would say he's pretty much the exception. It's not like all of them are greeted warmly, but most of them aren't horribly harassed. And some of them are actually, we got a call from a sergeant in Afghanistan once who called us and said that he had this guy who was a private who was clearly a conscientious objector, but neither one of them knew what to do, and would we help him? So, you know, there are situations where people are recognized as being the conscientious objector, that something changed them, and their fellow soldiers and Marines and sailors help them go through the process or try to find ways to support them so that they can get the discharge which they are legally entitled to.